With all the events that are being scheduled this year on the Kenai Peninsula, you're going to want to mark your calendar and you're going to want to prioritize the events that you're going to go to. Now, one that's been going on for almost 3 decades, 27 years now, is the annual wine and dessert tasting for hospice. Everybody is so privileged to have hospice here. When you have that need to make the end of your life a event that is pleasant rather than extreme grief, and those things have been appreciated through the years at the wine tasting event. I'm talking with Janice Nightingale, because this event started, well, Janice, you're a whole lot younger, but you weren't here when it first started out. But the event has become a tradition, and it's something that the community takes advantage of, being able to give back to you and hospice volunteers that give so much to us.
Absolutely. It's a great event. It's a great community event, and we really love and appreciate the support of our community.
And it's the major fundraising event for all the services that you provide for free.
Absolutely. It's amazing. We do provide all our services for free, and it is a large chunk of our annual budget.
Okay, we're going to have to ask where and when so that we do put it on our calendar like I started out saying.
All right. It's April 20th, and it is at the, I got to get the name right because I always say the Lone Moose Lodge, but it's actually the Lodge at Lone Moose on Funny River Road.
Now, there have been some events held there, and that's really a classy place. It's got a high ceiling, and it's very, very Alaskana.
And it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Is it a little bit small, though, for the anticipated crowd?
We have rearranged the way we're going to do the tables, so we're thinking that it's not going to be nearly as crowded as last year, but we'll still have the same amount of people.
So where I'm going with is tickets should be bought in advance, yes?
Yes, tickets, they will not be available at the door. They are available at the office, and so just give us a call.
And then you can make my reservation. I can pick up my ticket, but at least I'll know that I'm going to have a spot.
Yes, we actually want you to pay for your ticket ahead of time, so yeah, give us a call.
Now, while this is not a Valentine's event, because it's in the springtime, it is like a Valentine for married couples or people with significant others. They get dressed up, they come. It's a very elegant thing and a very nice evening to take your significant other out with you.
Yes, and you can even just, you can grab any group amount of friends to come. We are limited with our tickets left. At this point, I think we only have 22 tickets left.
Uh-oh, you better call hospice right away. And what about donations? Because you usually pair this with some sort of an auction or silent auction.
We do. We have a silent auction and an outcry auction, and you can call the office for more information on that as well.
Okay, April's right around the corner. You probably want to call today. There's only 22 tickets left. It will be a sellout event, and it's become a tradition for so many people that it is an annual event. And if you're new to the peninsula, this is a good way to get acquainted with the services that we have here and the people that make them possible.
Absolutely.
Okay, again, the time and the place.
It is from 7 to 9 at the Lodge at Lone Moose on Funny River Road. And we also want to remind people that it is a wine and dessert auction, so be sure to eat dinner before you come.
Okay, there you go. And if you want to put it into your Google, tell your safe, whatever digital place that finds you directions. It's 47696 Funny River Road. It'll take you right to there. Okay, tickets are available now at the hospice office in Soldotna. This is the 28th annual hospice dessert and wine event. Be sure to get your tickets. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that wine tasting sound of KSRM.